Welcome to Happy Hour. Happy Tuesday, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Sean Cantwell, your local alternative solid state radio. Glad to have you here on board on whatever stupid day I just said this was.
It's a Tuesday, Sean. It's a Tuesday.
Yeah, it feels like a Tuesday now.
Weekend's coming. Hang in there.
Not nearly soon enough, dude. I'm beyond ready for it.
It's supposed to be like in the 50s again this weekend.
Right, which I'm looking forward to as someone who's currently driving a vehicle that doesn't have like working heat.
That's a blower, that's right. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. And that's been fun, especially when you work at a job where you're leaving work at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And just hoping it doesn't like frost over enough for you to be able to see going home.
Decades ago, I used to drive a 85 Chevy van to load equipment, and there was a time that my car was out of gas, so I would use that. And the blower on that decided to take some time off, and so I bought, I don't even know if they still make them, but like a little heater that you plug into the cigarette lighter, and it blows hot air.
Yeah,
let's see about getting one of those for you.
And I need something, man, because this is just not doable long term. Do we get into this right off the jump?
Let's get it over with.
All right.
The Red Wings suck. You know what? I don't even know if we should play the song. I mean, it feels like we're celebrating. Yeah.
I know, right?
Hey, Hockey Town. Yeah.
Well, you missed the part where I dropped over the top.
I saw that. I heard that where I said the Red Wings suck. I'm not going to say they suck because Dallas is a top team. They really are. I think they're gonna win the Central.
I would imagine they win the Central. But
at one point, it was 4-1. You got Daniel Sprong opens up the scoring, making it 1-0. We're thinking, okay. I watched a little bit of the game and then highlights and stuff of that nature. And then you didn't get a Red Wings goal until 13:52 of the second period. Jonathan Berggren with his first of the season.
Yeah.
Making it 4-2. Joe Valeno scoring on the power play for his 7th of the year, getting this within one goal, 4-3. And then it was all Dallas. Joe Pavelski on the power play, making it 5-3. And then Miro Heiskanen, I think that was
his.
He had two on the night for an empty netter.
Mm-hmm.
And 6-3. That is your final.
Yeah, that was depressing.
Austin, Courtney Love Smith Reese, whatever his
Zach
name.
Zach Aston Reese.
Yeah. Only 6 minutes of ice time, 2 hits. Was expecting more. But he's on the fourth line. What do I expect? Newsy doesn't want to play him that much.
Yeah.
But, I was kind of looking forward. I had to remind myself what number he was wearing. There he is, wearing number 11.
Yeah, I too forgot. Well, I don't pay nearly as much attention to the whole number thing as you do.
Oh, yeah, I'm Rain Man. Here's one thing also I forgot. It was Matt Duchene. I forgot he existed.
I forgot he still played.
He's playing for Dallas, and he's...
I'll be damned.
Yeah, look at him go. Look at you work at ice hockey and stuff. And then, of course, we get a too many men on the ice penalty to start off the third period at 3:29. The Red Wings just... And I'm not going to put this on Reimer. I'm not going to put this on one player. I mean, you lost 6-3. I think you all should just... write a thank you note for that because you all contributed. They couldn't get the puck out of their own net, out of their own zone. It was Dallas had shut them down.
Yeah.
And of course, like I said, they're a top team, but they need to play defense. And this is not just for the blue liners. The forwards have got to play in their own zone. They're too laissez-faire, a little too tepid in their own zone in the corners where, Dallas, you got the puck, you're getting hit.
Yeah, I know. We're not prepared for that, clearly.
We're not that team.
No.
And nobody expected us to be Stanley Cup contenders, but, man, I mean, they're in a playoff push to at least make a wild card. Got to get it together. They're playing St. Louis tonight in Missouri, so we'll see what happens there. The Blues right now are just above 500, 13-1. Wings currently at 14-9-4.
This would be a good time to stop the bleeding, guys.
Just yeah.
Put that out there.
Yeah. Be a good time to get a win. Blues currently sitting 9th in the West, 6th in the Central. So, yeah, this would be a good time to go ahead. I'm assuming Huso's going to get the start. As soon as we get projected lineups, we'll pass them along to you, the customer. And
the customer?
We pass the savings on to you. The projected lineups to you. The 2023 lineups are in. Buy them before the 2024 lineups are in stock.
Right. I'm guessing it would be Huso starting in that, but there's...
It's probably going to be
Huso. Yeah.
I'm assuming we're probably not going to see too many changes from last night.
I was surprised to see Rasmussen on the second line and Fabry bumped down to third.
Fabry takes another puck to... Well, not another puck, but he takes a puck to the face. Like, the day after he decides to remove the cage, this guy cannot catch a break.
No.
He
can't.
Left the game. I don't know if he returned. I haven't heard anything on him. But this guy cannot catch a break.
He really can't. Like, because, yeah, he'd already gotten, you know, big old, you know, hit to the face before all that. And then the day he ditches the cage, really, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, he has. I don't know if he kicked a black cat underneath a ladder into a mirror, but this cat cannot stay healthy. The idea is to trade him. And, you know, Iserman with his Jedi mind trick probably could trade him and get a good haul for him. But it's just a shame because Fabry, when he is healthy, he is good.
Yeah,
he is
absolutely.
A good, solid player. So where I wouldn't want to see him go for anything less than a second rounder and a prospect. But, you know.
No, I agree.
It's just frustrating because
I feel like we're at the point where we need to trade him or anything.
Well, it's the slappies on the Facebook pages. You know those guys.
Well, the slappies always want to sell low on guys.
Yeah, they want to.
And they expect that you're going to get top value for a guy when he's playing his worst hockey of his career.
Yeah, they want to.
Morons, basically.
They want to trade Christian Fisher player for player for Connor McDavid.
Right. Like, you're trying to apply, I guess you're trying to apply logic to where logic does not apply.
Yeah, yeah, all these armchair GMs. So I don't know. I have to check the roster. I'm assuming that Fabry's going to come back, but
I've seen nothing so far to indicate that he's not.
Okay, yeah, okay. On the injured reserve is Matt Luff. Remember him?
I forgot he existed.
Glim Kostin, JT Compher, Dylan Larkin, and that is the list of your injuries so far.
Yeah, Fabry's going to play tonight.
Okay.
So you've still got, obviously, Larkin, Kostin, and Compher on IR, and Perron got six games.
I mean, I knew he was going to get some, because, I mean, they're really...
I was thinking high side five at most.
I think, they added one to grow on.
Right? Which is weird, because he's not a guy that traditionally, you know, does things like this. He's not been a problem in the past. I don't think he's gone through... I don't think he's been suspended yet to this point in his career. Like this was all relatively uncharted territory, and they're just throwing the dank book at
him. Well, the NHL and the NHLPA have been really, really on the lookout for hits to the head, and it was a heck of a cross check. But I mean, he's also seeing his captain flat on the ice. Yeah, tempers are going to flare.
Right. It turns out it's the wrong guy, but still.
Hey. If he's wearing a black jersey, if he's wearing black, he's on his back. I mean, because we've heard hockey players say that before, you know, my guy got hurt, I'm going to take it out on all y'all.
Right, but like I really thought it wouldn't be as bad of a suspension, or at least less than six. Like that kind of surprised me how long they gave him.
Well, we shall see. They're taking, like we said, they're taking on the St. Louis Blues tonight. And then they're going to be going to Carolina on Thursday, Philly on Saturday. So it's gonna be interesting.
Oh, God, it's gonna be a long week, man. Thank God Confer's back on Thursday, and hopefully have Kostin back by the weekend.
I hope
Larkin's
so.
Gonna be a minute, but.
Yeah, I mean, the x-rays came back negative. Everything's fine there. But yeah, they don't want to rush him back, and I don't blame him.
Right. Well, he's on the IR retroactive to that game on Saturday. I don't remember how long is it that you have to stay on the IR.
Oh, that's a good question, because I think once you're on LTIR, I think you have to be gone a minimum of 10 days.
Okay, so that would
calendar days.
Okay, because they're saying Confer back on Thursday. He was put on retroactive to last Tuesday, so that would put Constant Saturday, which probably puts Lurkin at Monday. So I don't know when their next game is after Saturday. So presumably he'd be back sometime next week.
Right.
Hopefully, barring any sort of complications here.
Right. Hope so.
Much to do today. It is happy hour at Solid State Radio. Stick around. Well, if you're currently sitting depressed about the current state of the Red Wings or the Lions, well, it could be worse. The Pistons are currently now sitting at 20 losses in a row.
20, yeah. They're 2-21. Their win percentage is a .087.
That's about right. Won 8% of their games this season.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
And what would you say? The record was like 28?
28.
So, hey, they're on their way to the history books.
They certainly F and R.
They could possibly do this. Well, they got to lose 9 more games to beat the record. So okay,
correct. So that means that the day before New Year's Eve, they could be breaking an all time record for NBA futility. Great.
They're doing a home and home against Philly. They got the Bucks on Saturday. Atlanta Hawks coming up on Monday.
Lovely.
Jazz. They're doing a home and home at Brooklyn. Boston, and then they're finishing out New Year's Eve against the Raptors.
Lovely.
And they'll be able to break it at home. See, now that there's a silver lining for you.
Yeah, they get to set an all-time record for garbage basketball at home.
Ladies and gentlemen, Little Caesars Arena, we'd like to announce that the Detroit Pistons have beat the loss record in a season. Stand, I guess. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Anyway.
It's all right. I don't know what you're trying to say either. I don't think they're going to be presenting a trophy or anything.
No, not a trophy. But let's bring out the front office people. That's right. The general manager, the president. Let's put the coach in there too. And bring out the firing squad.
Can we bring out Tom Gores too?
Yeah.
Like all of them. Everybody.
The cigarettes are being brought to you by Virginia Slims. Smoke them if you got them, because these guys are going down.
Right. Quite frankly, it's what everyone in this organization deserves right now.
I mean, it's pretty sad. I mean, because we had the Lions go 0-16.
Yep.
And now we're going to have this. We had the Tigers, what was that, in 07? That wasn't the...
03.
Oh, 03.
That
right.
Almost became the worst team in modern MLB history. Yep. Managed to avoid that, though. Barely.
Yep.
Barely, but they did.
I mean, they got to turn it around at some point, right?
Well, you would think that, Adam. You would really, truly think that. The problem is you would have to have somebody competent somewhere in your organization.
I mean, they played the Pacers last night. They put up 123 points. So, I mean, they've got that going for them, which is nice. But, I mean, they just can't seem to defense. I mean, Indiana put up 131 on them.
Well, yeah, they're not even attempting defense at this point, clearly. It's just sad.
Come on. Defense. Are you serious? We mean it.
Yeah, you wonder, man.
You jerks.
Bunch of jerks. Wow, we turned into Don Cherry so gradually you didn't even notice.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
They need more Canadian players in the NBA.
Clearly
we got tall people here. I mean, they're wearing ice skates, but I mean, yeah. Oh, they can't wear ice skates on the court? What kind of wuss game is this?
There you go. It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. It's happy hour at your local alternative Solid State Radio. Are we seriously going to talk about this?
I think we should. I think it's so funny.
How stupid people are?
Not people. Certain amount, not all Kid Rock fans, not all, but there is a large faction of Kid Rock fans
that are idiots. Most of them. Most of them.
I'm not going to use the I word. I'm going to say...
I just did.
I'm going to say maybe...
Developmentally challenged?
Maybe. I'm thinking more just very...
Stupid.
So happy about Kid Rock that they don't do amount of research at all. There was a rumor, somebody who was enjoying their 15 minutes of fame, and I think it is glorious what they did. Of course, naturally, on these Facebook groups, you can now post anonymously. Which
lovely.
Yeah, and so many people are doing that. Even they're like, hey, I need help with Christmas, or can somebody help me with my backyard or mow my lawn or whatever, and anonymous. I'm like, you got to tell us who we are. A-holes.
Right. It's kind of hard to help you when we don't know where we're helping, who we're going to, whatever.
Right. Somebody posted on a Lapeer one, and they're talking about Flanagan's, which we've had some events over at Flanagan's.
Flanagan still owes me money.
Somebody posted.
You know, I don't even care at this point. You still owe me money, dude.
Somebody posted in the moment. Well, this makes it sound like old Kid Rock took ownership. In fact, that's what the post says. Get ready for a wild ride, Lapeer, as Kid Rock announces new ownership of none other than the iconic Flanagan's Bar. This is iconic. not just a game changer for the small community. It's also a pivotal moment to top off 2024. This is very well written.
Is it well written, though? I looked at it, and it doesn't look well written at all.
I think there are a lot of buzzwords. I think they could probably...
A lot of buzzwords that Kid Rock fans understand.
Yeah. And there's no... I don't think there's... looks like any grammatical issues. Everything's spelled correctly.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
This electrifying new ownership is set to send shockwaves to redefine the nightlife landscape for Lapeer. In addition to the incredible existing amenities, Rock has announced... also announces it will be making vertical upgrades.
Vertical upgrade, like they're somehow going to make the building taller?
To transform the architecture into a 5-story space with levels and levels of entertainment, with a seniors trampoline park, balcony-style hookah bar, and 3 floors of casino-style gaming with gift card payout and much more. Brace yourselves, as this new venture is sure to bring a tidal wave of fun to the town.
The stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It is.
People actually believe it.
Yeah. And they did. A lot of people were just going crazy for it, to where they actually had to come out and say, no. I'm not even going to go through some of the responses. It's kind of like...
I mean, it's so stupid. It got so much traction that another radio station actually had to write a whole article about it.
Yeah.
Like, is this really happening?
Try to calm everybody down. Yeah, because they're probably trying to
calm people down, stoke the flames more, you know?
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
Well, you know, sometimes. You know, I try to douse the fire with gasoline, you know. I never took a science class. Sorry.
Well, yeah, no one ever accused you
of that. I mean, Kid Rock fans, I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, there's a large group of those people who are just so feverish for Kid Rock that they don't let their brains kick in. Remember when Uncle Cracker a couple years ago played Lapeer Days? There were so many people. I would say there was probably 50% of that crowd was there because they heard a rumor that Kid Rock was going, or they just assumed Kid Rock was going to be on stage with them.
Yeah, even though he was playing across the country that night, they just assumed he was going to get on White Trash 1 and just fly over, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, this is air traffic controller. We have a plane coming from the south. Trying to make its way to Lapeer. Oh, let them through, boys. Let them through. That's White Trash 1.
I don't know what else you'd call it.
My name is Keith.
Like, I assume the hat or the plane also has a stupid wig, hat, and sunglasses on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's a Confederate flag and everything else. They don't serve Bud Light on there. Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, well, he's apparently over that now.
Yeah, of course he is. He's like, oh, corporate.
Because
sponsor?
He got caught drinking Bud Light, and you know, now he had to go and defend himself on, I don't know, Tuckle Carlson's show or whatever.
Chuckle Carlson.
Yeah, him.
I'm cool with that. But a lot of people, when Kid Rock didn't show up for Uncle Cracker, they were pissed. I mean, I heard people, some coworkers of mine who are fairly intelligent human beings, the whole time, like, oh, yeah.
Well, can't be that intelligent. They're Kid Rock fans.
He's definitely going to be on stage. I mean, they're friends. They're friends, and it's basically his hometown, Kid Rock's hometown. Like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, and then the next day, they're like, oh, it sucked. Kid Rock didn't show up.
Well, yeah, because how do you think Uncle Cracker gets bookings at this point?
Yeah.
He shows up, well, you know, there's always a chance that Kid Rock might show up on one of my shows.
Yeah, right. He probably puts it in his rider. I need a 12-pack of this and a bottle of this and some brown M&Ms and, sunglass cream for possible.
Sunglass cream.
a beard trimmer, some Copenhagen, because you never know who might show up. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
He gets really crazy when Kid Rock shows up. Yeah.
Kid Rock. Oh, I thought that was Dr. Phil.
current late stage Kid Rock does kind of look a lot like Dr. Phil in a bad wig.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of sad, really.
I remember this was in 2001, and I've told this story on the air before, but I'm going to tell it again. We would be playing shows when I was with St. Pauli Street, and people come up, hey, do you do any Kid Rock? I'm like, yes, we do Lonely Road of Faith. We do his version of Feels Like Making Love. There was a couple other things that we did. He's like, do you play Pictures? I'm like, no, we don't. Why? It's such a great song. It's like, yeah, but none of us dudes sound like Sheryl Crow. And then it's just like, you can kind of, they look at you and you can kind of see the light bulb click on. Like, oh, right, yeah, okay.
Well, here's the problem with that. That doesn't always work because I feel like 90% of the time the person requesting that song is a woman. And then she's like, well, yeah, you should just let me come up there and sing it with you.
Yeah, that has happened. Or the whole group will like point to like the drunkest girl there. Oh, she sounds just like Sheryl Crow. I'm like, yeah, no, thanks.
Yeah, no. Like, I've long ago learned my lesson over letting drunk woo girls on stage just sing with the band.
It's
always terrible.
We had this one woman come up. Somebody told him that we used to do Boots Are Made for Walking. And she's like, I know that song. I was like, and the owner of the bar, may you rest in peace, said, I want her up to sing. I want her up to sing. I was like, all right, bring her up. She swore she knew the lyrics. All she said, all she sang was, Boots Are Made for Walking for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
None of the lyrics, nothing, just, I was like, that was horrible.
Yeah, that's lovely.
And then we had to kill the owner. May he rest in peace.
Right? Hate when that happens.
Don't piss off the band.
Right, yeah, it's not a good idea.
Keep the drinks flowing, and, you know, don't tell us to turn down.
Yeah, those are just things you don't do when Adam Harahuck is on your stage, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm a very reasonable guy.
Yeah, he's just, you know. He has operates with mafia-style tactics.
Hey, I think you need to turn down. Oh, really? Talk to Johnny Thumbs over here. I think the volume is just fine. What do you think? I think they're kind of like, bend over. I got a pool cue over here.
Right. He just happens to be cleaning his shotgun while he's saying it, too. You know,
he's playing with a switchblade.
You know, I just like to make sure my switchblade's extra shiny.
You know, the last club asked them to turn down, and whoa, that was a hell of a fire the next day.
Yeah. The owner hasn't been seen since. It's crazy. It's Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. It is Happy Hour at your local alternative Solid State Radio. What's going on? He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell.
So I found this blog that Sean may or may not absolutely love and be able to contribute on because he is part of the food industry.
Sadly, yes.
Yeah, food industry secrets full of WTF.
Full of WTF, huh?
Just chocked full of WTF.
Okay.
And feel free to chime in with any of these folks or Sean. Beekeeper checking in. There is no such thing as organic honey. And organic honey, I will tell you from a retail standpoint, raw honey, regular honey is one price, but organic honey, oh yeah, add about $5 to $10 for the thing for organic organic honey.
Well, Adam, as I'm not a beekeeper, I don't really have a whole lot to contribute on the subject of raw or organic honey.
There's a bunch that come after this. It's not like beekeeper 101 on this show right now.
It could be. I don't know.
Yeah. It's all beekeeping, and I know Sean. You haven't been a beekeeper? Your face has just swelled like that for no reason, huh? Ah, sucks to be you.
Yep.
Beekeeper checking in. There's no such thing as organic honey. I do not treat my bees with chemicals, but I have no idea where they get their nectar. A bee can fly up to 3 miles from a hive to get nectar. It is virtually impossible to guarantee that they have not gotten nectar from a chemically treated source.
Well, people are stupid, as we've... you know, attempted to prove many times over the years on this radio show. Like,
yep.
They don't care. Like, well, it says it's organic, so yeah, I'm willing to pay an extra $10 for a bottle of this.
Sometimes I just think it's the price point. Some people, you know.
It's more expensive, so it must be better.
Yeah. When we first opened up the store I worked at, we had to mark things down ourselves, all our products, and I worked in the pet department area. And these dog treats weren't selling. They were discontinued. They were... and we couldn't sell them. We could not sell them. And they were pre-priced 25 cents.
Yeah.
So I X'd out the 25. I put in 30. And they were gone.
Really?
Couldn't keep them in stock.
That's how?
They just see a handwritten price on there. They think they're getting a deal.
Huh.
Yeah. Chef here, not me, somebody's chiming in. It's salt and fat. If you have a question about anything, it's salt and fat. I mean, restaurants are not a place to really go. Unless they have like a preconceived notion, restaurants are not a place where you want to go to eat healthy.
Well, I mean, there are some probably that are the exception to that, but for the most part, no.
MSG is in nearly everything.
Yep.
Totally safe and delicious, and it definitely isn't what's giving you a migraine. The fact that you ate 4,000 calories and three times your daily salt intake is probably what gave you the headache.
Yeah, like, this does seem to be a thing, right? People are, like, convinced now that, I mean, MSG isn't pretty much everything anyway.
Yeah, monosodium glutamate.
But at some point, everyone just decided, oh, my God, it's causing cancer. It's causing all these things to you. It's not natural.
Yep. Now, 30 years ago, all of a sudden, it was like, oh, yeah, you got to get rid of the MSG. Because that's giving you headaches, and it's a bad thing for you. And
no, you're just a glutton. It has nothing to do with the MSG. I hate to tell you this,
yeah,
but
well, and a lot of people were like, "Okay, we don't put MSG in our products. We don't put MSG in our restaurants." And everybody's
and your
like,
food just doesn't taste as good.
Your food kind of swill. All right, we'll put the MSG back in.
Like your food kind of sucks. I don't know what to tell you there.
I wonder if they serve MSG at Madison Square Garden. Hey.
There's a corporate tie-in for you.
Yep. Somebody chimes in. Unless it's a health-conscious food joint you're eating at, the food we serve is designed for maximum taste. It's either dense with fat and sugar or fat and salt. Those mashed potatoes you like, made with cream, butter, and salt. The quiche, made on cream, not milk.
Yeah.
I mean, you eat at restaurants. You're supposed to eat at restaurants as kind of like to treat yourself. Those people who eat at restaurants every single day. I mean, because I know that when I dated a vegetarian, we could not eat at home. I mean, I wanted to. I just wanted to cook up a hot dog or something like that. But, you know, she had to have vegetarian options and, you know.
Was she one of those that made you eat only vegetarian stuff too?
No.
Because she knew you'd dump her in a heartbeat if she did.
There was one time I marinated a steak in some Italian garlic stuff and then fried that up, and she came to my house and she's like, "Oh, it smells great in here. What is that?" I said, "That's dead animal, baby. Dead animal. Formerly alive, no longer alive, in my tummy."
The best dead animal, really.
Yeah. Oh, and this was before I really knew how to cook. I cooked that thing blue rare. It was so good.
Yeah. I don't eat my stuff that rare.
I don't either. Not I wouldn't do that today because I actually know what I'm doing. I was like, oh, I just put the burner on as high as it will go, and it'll cook faster, right?
Right, that's totally how this works.
Yeah. So she would cook for me and stuff like that, but it's just everything required a spoon. It was all different variants of chili. And I'm like, no, I can't do it. I couldn't do chili for a while there until I tasted Dorothy's chili. And that's not a sexual euphemism. She makes a really good chili.
I'm a sucker for good chili.
We're reading a blog of food industry secrets full of double.
They don't want you to know about. Oh, yeah.
We're all cracking things open, letting the world know the real
world. The food's biggest secrets finally revealed.
Yeah, at least up until the pandemic hit, there is 100% chance that you've eaten at a restaurant where one or two of the people directly handling your food were legitimately sick enough that they should have stayed home. But they had to work. They had to come into work anyway because they couldn't get their shift covered, and they can't get a doctor's note without insurance or the money for a copay. Oh, yeah, I remember when...
Oh, and also the fact that, well... I guarantee you they don't get paid vacation at 90% of the restaurants you go to either. So, like, well, I could stay home or I could actually be able to pay my house payment this month.
Yep. Yeah, I remember Dorothy was legitimately sick when she was working at favorite watering hole of mine before it shut down. And they're like, well, if you're going to call in, you're going to need a doctor's note. It was like $100 and some for a doctor's note. It's like, yeah, she's sick.
All right, fine. You know, like, we'll do this. Like,
I hope those people are doing just fine selling those RVs.
Right? Like, I don't get that. That's the sort of thing I don't get at all. Like, you're going to need a doctor's note. It's going to basically cost you a day's pay to get. So I'm out 2 days' pay because I have to sit out because I'm sick. Like, how does that work?
Yeah, it's. The kind of practices that I'm hoping are gone because of
after COVID,
labor crunch.
Quite frankly, it's the stuff that should be gone just post-COVID in general.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
like,
you're not a good human if you're requiring that to happen. People get sick, or kids get sick, and you got to take care of the kids. You can't be like to a two-year-old, hey, you got the sniffles? Well, good luck. I got to go to work.
I mean, a lot of us admittedly are still kind of like, we're going to have to, you know, people who have to be on our deathbed to take a day off from work because, yeah. Mostly because, you know, again, benefits aren't really a thing that exists in the restaurant and food service world.
No,
your benefit is you still have a job, jackass.
Yeah, that does suck.
Yes, it does. Yes, it effing does.
Have you ever had dragon fruit?
No. No, I have not.
And a lot of people think it's an exotic Asian fruit, but it isn't.
It's made out of bits of real dragon?
Yeah. Dragon fruit is not an exotic Asian fruit. It is a cactus fruit and as such are native to the Americas and can even be grown in the U.S. But they'll still charge you like it's an exotic fruit.
Well, of course. Like it sounds exotic, which means it's also gotten... You might as well say it's organic. God forbid you say it's organic dragon fruit. Right now you're going to be paying $200 a... fruit or whatever for this.
Right? Okay, the trick to good fried rice is old rice. It has to dry out for a bit in the fridge. And I like fried rice. I've had dried out rice. I don't know the...
I don't know the difference.
So yeah, there's something they're not telling me because I can't exactly
take something over. They don't want you to know
about.
Yeah,
exactly.
Adam.
There's still some secrets that are going to be kept secret.
Poor Adam.
Many of the cooks making your food are high and or drunk.
Yes.
If you order from a pizza place, your pizza may be sampled. Who knows?
Having worked at multiple restaurants, having known people who've worked at a bunch of restaurants.
Yeah.
Like, let me just tell you now, everybody's on something. Like, I was the only guy in the pizza kitchen I worked at that didn't smoke weed.
Ah.
Like, there's me and, like, one other dude, but we were both also the biggest drunks of the bunch. And at most other places, if it's just weed, you're doing all right. Like, well, some of it's probably Adderall or Coke or, you know. Pretend. Because, quite frankly, you have to be doped up on something to deal with 90% of people who go to restaurants.
Yes.
I don't, quite frankly, blame these people.
Yeah, you are not wrong.
I mean, I try to cope with it with crippling alcoholism myself. And you know what? God, pills would probably be easier.
We're not advocating opioid issues.
No, we're not.
Okay, so this is about... expiration dates. Except for infant formula, dates are not an indicator of the product's safety and are not required by federal law. Phrases like best by date or sell by or use by aren't regulated or required. And they are not, outside of baby formula, a statement of safety. I don't know if I believe that. I mean, I know. I guess maybe for the FDA, but
I'm still not buying it necessarily. But in my experience, there are two kinds of people in this world: the people who like take expiration dates as gospel and immediately trash things as soon as they hit that magic date.
Yes,
and people are like, well, this has been expired since 2022, but it's probably still good.
Yeah.
And these people marry each other every time.
Wow. Yeah, because Dorothy is the type of like, okay, these eggs were done on December 2nd. It's December 3rd. I'm tossing them. No, they're fine. They're fine. And I'm the kind of guy who's like, okay, it's a sealed can. It said it expired in 2021. It's probably still good.
Yeah, see, we're the exact opposite. I am the guy that just went through and cleaned out the fridge last night. Like, oh my God, the expiration date on this is 2 years ago, and it's open.
Okay, yeah.
And Rachel's more like you in that regard.
Okay, well, okay, if it's open and there's oxygen that's been in there, yeah, I'm definitely a.
I don't mess around with that stuff.
I'm definitely tossing that. And dairy products and stuff like that. Because for some reason, maybe it's my fridge, maybe it's where I'm getting my milk, but if it says, November 30th, November 29th, it starts having that smell.
Yep. Yeah, I don't mess with it. And like, no, like, the worst part of it is like her sense of smell like is not. I mean, probably because she's also allergic to literal, like she has like allergies. Not like how your wife like is allergic to literal everything, but like,
yeah.
but Rach has like a fair share of allergies and things. So it's like I become the designated food smeller, which I hate. Like, you know, let's just pitch it. If we even have to ask the question, just throw the damn thing away.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're not going to eat it, just toss it. Toss it.
Yeah.
When you give back a... Oh, by the way, if you're just joining us, we're going through a list of food secrets. They don't want you to know food secrets. When you give back a pack of ketchup to the restaurant because you didn't use it, they'll thank you and smile, and then they throw it out because you're probably... Or they think you're going to be a weirdo who injected bleach into the ketchup packet. And that's fair. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah. I mean, waste a good ketchup, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at our store, if you take food products out of the building and then bring it back for whatever reason...
They get pitched.
We absolutely...
Yeah, we can't restock that. Once it leaves the store, we can't restock it.
Cans, we can, because you can't tamper with...
No.
But, I mean... Like
really hard to
somebody
tried.
Somebody brought back a thing of frozen chicken. I was like, yeah, that went right into the garbage.
Yeah, we're not even going to take the chance with that.
You're not a seafood lover.
Not really.
King crab and Maine lobster prices that restaurants pay are cheaper than that they have been since ever, even before the pandemic. Yet we still charge more than ever before. Well, yeah, I mean, people are going to pay it. People will start eating lobster. People started eating lobster because they thought it was a hoity-toity kind of thing. Back in, I don't know when in American history, a lot of people, lobster was considered to be a bottom dweller,
insect. Yes, a bottom feeder, yeah.
Yeah, so it was given to like the scum of the earth, whatever, you know.
And now in modern society, we've decided that lobster is like one of the fanciest things you can eat. Here, you know, get the surf and turf from the steakhouse or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. I love a good lobster. I really do. I love crab. There's not much out of the ocean that I would not bite. I've never had oysters on the half shell. I'll have to do that. A lot of the processed cheese and cream cheese is all the same recipe. We just switch the labels and packaging for the different brands we run. I work in a cheese factory in a company that services 75% of America's domestic market.
I believe it. That sounds entirely accurate.
And then
honestly.
some people just decided to have fun. Buffalo wings are not made of buffalo; they're made of chicken. Buffaloes don't even have wings.
Well, people are just stupid. Like I feel like that someone has been asked that at a restaurant.
Yeah. When you order, yeah, exactly. Weren't buffaloes endangered? Not anymore. When you order shrimp fried rice, there isn't actually a shrimp fry in the rice.
Well, this is just BS then. This whole list is garbage.
Subway. If it's 12 inches or 11 inches, you're getting the same amount of bread. Sometimes we're just too lazy to stretch the bread.
Fair.
Do you have anything to add to the list, or are we just going to go ahead and say that was the food industry secrets full of WTF?
I feel like that covered the vast majority of it, honestly.
Exactly. I mean, I will say on my end in retail that a lot of times the store brand is a lot of times the name brand with our name on it. Like the, I can't say where I work, but rhymes with hire. Almost rhyme with fired, but the frozen pizzas are freschetta pizzas. It's simply that our frozen chicken is Tyson chicken.
Right, like a lot of your generic brand stuff, like, is being made the exact same factory that makes the other.
Yep. Just,
you know, people pay more for name brand because we are generally stupid as a populace.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I got the Tyson chicken. Well, I got the Meyer chicken. Oop. And it's the same.
Same thing.
You think, like, there's our employees are out there, slaughtering, cooking chicken? No, it's
you
not.
You mean you don't own a slaughterhouse? I don't understand. Yeah, I always assumed
I can
you
see
did.
Some of my coworkers slaughter. I can't see myself slaughtering a chicken. I'm like, oh, nope, I'm out.
No, best leave that to the professionals. It is happy hour at Solid State Radio. It is happy hour, your local alternative Solid State Radio. And it's pretty well known around this show. I am not the biggest fan of, like, Christmas music. Like, this is not exactly for me the most wonderful time of the year by any stretch.
You're not a fan, no.
No, not necessarily. This guy, though, really not a fan, apparently. A Florida man was arrested after he allegedly fired off several shots during a neighborhood Christmas parade because he became, quote, agitated at what parade goers were doing, according to deputies. 43-year-old Douglas Moore was arrested and charged with 6 counts of aggravated assault with a firearm, reckless discharge of a firearm, and using a firearm while under the influence of alcohol after the incident that unfolded on Saturday. As the Middleburg Christmas Parade was underway Saturday evening, deputies and SWAT team members responded to a location along the parade route after several gunshots were heard.
Jeez.
According to deputies, Moore became agitated by the activities generated by parade attendees. That's when he discharged a pistol several times while walking onto the property where a group of people were. The arrest affidavit noted no victims or witnesses ever entered Moore's property. Deputies said when they approached the back of the property, they saw several people yelling at the suspect at the property line, demanding to know why he was shooting a gun at them. Which, also, that's the most Florida thing ever. Like, most people probably, like, just get the F out of there when someone starts firing. Florida, they're going, so why are you over here shooting that gun?
Yeah, you're all bugging me. You're vexing me.
Like, I'm just amazed, like, sure, those people would back the hell off. Like, they're very militantly pro-Christmas. Like, I don't care that you're shooting your gun. We're having our Christmas thing, and you're not going to get in the way.
He's Scrooged with a sod off.
When Moore allegedly refused to comply with deputies' orders to get on the ground, he was taken to the ground and put into custody. Deputies also observed more slurred speech and bloodshot, watery eyes.
No kidding.
Yeah, I know. Shocking. This is the fella. Yeah, he looks like he'd be the kind of.
Oh yeah. Like... Oh yeah.
He also looks like he'd be the kind of guy that's like in a militia or something.
Yeah.
No injuries were reported. No one was struck by the gunfire, and he was ultimately taken to jail.
He's the kind of the guy who would complain there's too many multi-race couples in commercials.
He's probably written many sternly worded letters to his local TV station, congressman, newspaper, all the above.
Yeah, exactly. See, now, he probably was like, yeah. First of all, he's taking his life into his own hands because, I mean, it's Florida. I mean, obviously, he's in Florida. He's, like, not behaving well. But, you know, he starts Christmas parade. He starts popping off a few rounds. I mean, you know Santa's packing. Ho, you did not. No, you did not just shoot at me. Prancer, where's my Glock?
Right. Yeah, all the reindeer packing, too.
Yeah. All the elves. Just let's get him, Santa. Lock and load. Rudolph, you little punk.
I mean,
you want me to light the way? No, I want you to beat my human shield. Let's do this.
Honestly, there is a part of me that's kind of surprised that, you know, and it's probably the only reason he got away with it for as long as he did is because, like, they assumed because it's Florida, well, this is just how we celebrate things. We shoot guns into the air at all the major holidays. I say this having grown up in a place where, yes, they actually did shoot off guns into the air to celebrate major holidays.
Yeah, usually New Year's, but yeah.
Yeah, mostly New Year's, but, you know, occasionally other holidays, too.
Yeah. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Pow, 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 pow. Pow, pow, pow. You know those bullers are going to come down, right?
Not, yeah, probably.
Yeah, no, but God catches them.
Right. Yeah, but they'll come down somewhere far away from here where it's no longer our problem.
Yeah, right.
It'll be just fine.
No, seriously, I mean, if you're going to be in a parade in Florida, you're strapped, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you have to be like, oh, we want you to play Santa. You're going to be the Grand Marshal in our parade. It's like, okay, all right. No, I got that. You know, ha-ha, guys, I got the weight, and I got the white beard. Okay, no, I'm your Santa. No, I'm not saying that. I'm definitely your Santa. But, guys, you know what state we live in. It's Florida. So, I mean, I took the liberty of getting a CCW, and I'm on a five-day waiting period to get an AK-47.
Now, and that's probably entirely fair, to be quite frank.
It's like, listen, Charlie, as the mayor of this town, I completely understand, and I warrant this. Yeah, absolutely. I will let you go ahead. And so there's Santa. He's like,
he waived the
five-day period. He's like, no, actually, Charlie, you can have it now. So, you know, here's this bag of toys he's got over his shoulder. It's no bag. It's just one gun. And, oh, this Duck Dynasty-looking guy just popping off. And Santa's like, oh no, you did not. And and just starts firing off rounds. And, you know, that guy got arrested. Santa got a medal.
Exactly. He got the Medal of Honor for all that.
Yeah.
It is happy hour. It's Halcyon Radio. It's the Ground.
The Red Wings suck.
That's it. It's over.
Jack Daniels!
It is happy hour at Solid State Radio. It's a good time to get the hell out of Dodge here on Tuesday. Turn things over to Adam's Beekeeping Hour coming up next. No, it's a full hour of local original music on a little show we like to call Sessions. All being well. I'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 3. See ya.